It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Frank Scarzo spent 20 years on Wall Street before addiction and a professional setback turned his life upside down. Today, he's the CEO of Avanza Capital Holdings. They're a company deploying hundreds of millions of dollars all across the United States in small business funding. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So I am 50 years old, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, live in Staten Island. I'm a father of three. I am the CEO of Avanza Capital. We are a merchant cash advance company. Kind of fell into my lap years ago. Fell into drugs and alcohol. I work on Wall Street, which kind of goes side by side, unfortunately. Just got to a point where I had my whole life collapse on me. And this kind of fell into my lap. So I just ran with it. And, one step at a time, like they say in recovery, and one thing at a time. And I was able to get, my family back. I was separated for 3 years, my wife and kids, which was hard. I did the complete opposite of what everybody thought I was going to do. Instead of fighting with her all the time, I would just surrender to her. And that got me into her good graces. And it got me also into the good graces of all my family and friends. And I took this company to where it is with the help of my family and friends. Most of my lenders were family and friends, and that's how I got to where I am today, from the help of everybody. Once I got my good graces back and was able to rejuvenate my reputation. So here we are.
Here we are.
That was just a little synopsis, as small as I can squeeze that into like a couple of lines.
You put a lifetime into a couple of sentences. It's not an easy thing.
No.
And I don't imagine that surrendering is easy either, Frank.
It's not. It's always tough. You know, making a change personally is a hard thing to do for most people. I'm going to say pretty much mostly everybody talking about change, right? We were talking off camera about, I sold my house yesterday and that's change and how hard that is. Making a lifetime change, is extremely hard. And you have to be headstrong and stay positive. I wrote a book. My book is coming out in January and it's all about persistence and never giving up. It'll be available.
One day at a time, being headstrong, that I imagine that what helped you to be successful in Wall Street was it's all running contrary to what's helping you today, but it's the same thing, being headstrong, but doing that surrender and accepting that some things are beyond your control, even though you probably had a lifetime of controlling everything.
And when you do lose control, that spiral downward is very fast. It took 18 months to destroy everything that I worked my whole life for. I actually, to believe it or not, November 9th, 2016, I had to check into a shelter. I had nowhere to go. That's to the point where I got to. It's a crazy story. And I don't think, half an hour is going to cover it. But, it's when you go down hard. And I hate to sound like those old cliches, but you really have to lose everything and you have to hit rock bottom before you can, you can bounce and head back the other way. Also when it comes to like addiction, I think the biggest factor on how to beat it is treating any sort of mental health issues you have, depression, anxiety, whatever it may be. 99% of those that have an addiction issue have some sort of underlying mental health issue. And if you address those issues, it will help you in recovery, and it'll help you get you out of that situation, because addiction is a strong, strong disease. She's powerful. And she doesn't discriminate. White, black, yellow, young man, old man, woman. Addiction can hit anyone at any time.
Making change is hard for everyone. There's no question about that. Some people have to hit rock bottom in order to actually make change. Do you think that it's possible with mental health treatment to not have to go all the way to the bottom to start making changes? Or do we need to find that bottom?
No, I think that there are those that can, right? I've seen it with my own two eyes. But it's not for everyone, you know. Like I was saying, you really have to have a strong sense of yourself to get yourself, you know, cured from this disease. It's just so powerful. It's just unbelievable. I never thought in a million years that I would wind up to where I was. I used to smoke, and I used to work at 100 Wall Street, and standing there with my friend Anthony smoking a cigarette, and there are benches. There's a homeless guy on the bench. And I was like asking my friend Anthony, I was like, how did that guy get there? Like, what happened to him that he wound up on this bench? And I wound up on the bench next to him. It's just crazy. It's just bad things in your life can spiral you down fast. And a lifetime of building good will knock down in nothing in no time. It'll come down hard.
So 18 months was the length of time that it took to help you find your rock bottom. That's probably the wrong term, but and now final. Go ahead.
That was the final stretch, you know. 2015 into 2016 was just all hell broke loose.
And finding your way back, was there a certain mantra that you had, certain habits that you did, things every day to help you just get through each day?
Yeah. So, you know, I would just take life in small increments, get myself through the next hour, next 2 hours, literally make it small so that, you know, you add up all these small things, they become big. That's how I worked it. I also spent six weeks in the hospital, 3 weeks in ICU with COVID. I almost died. And those 3 weeks in ICU, I just lost all sense of where I was. But you know what I did? I looked at the clock. And I would say to myself, okay, I'm going to get through 15 minutes. I can get through 15 minutes. So I got through 15 minutes, and then I would get to the next 15 minutes. So again, getting back to making small things where you can get through helps you get through the bigger things. So, and then my mantra has always been, you have to keep your head high, and you never, ever, ever say you can't do something. You always push forward. You can't look back. You always have to push forward.
Do you have regret? Do you have embarrassment? Do you have shame?
I have all three of those and more. I carry a lot of regret on my shoulders because I put my family and my loved ones through hell. Forget about what I did to myself. You know, I just it was hard. You know, my mom told me one time, she goes, "You're not my son." She goes, "I don't know what happened to my son, but you're not him." That's a hard thing to hear from your mom, you know. It's a hard thing to hear from your mom, but I do carry a lot of baggage. And although I've fixed almost everything, including every relationship except for one, I still carry a lot of regret because I feel sorry for what I did to everybody, you know, what I put them through, especially my children.
Do you have resentment to yourself? Have you moved past that? Have you forgiven yourself?
No, I have not forgiven myself, and I do have resentment. And I think having the resentment is what gives me some of my strength to stay sober, you know, because I just don't want to do that again. You know, that hurt more than anything. Really did. You know, you have small kids, right? We were discussing off camera. Imagine hurting one of them, how you would feel, you know. Parents are not supposed to hurt their children. Unfortunately, They saw her and, went through some rough stuff. But here we are as a family, stronger than ever. We have a very strong bond, the five of us. We're in a good place. And my wife and I are in a good place. We're very happy. And one thing that I learned is to be honest, be always be truthful.
As a busy person, as I'm sure you are as well, with busy lives and a lot of responsibility and places to go and all that stuff, I need to remind myself to be kind and to be softer. How do you think about that? If you do.
So I am very soft. I'm very empathetic towards people, but also at the same token, I just won't let anybody take advantage. When you have to turn on the strength and put up the shields, when the barbarians are at the gate, you have to know how to act. But for the most part, I'm a pretty easygoing guy, very approachable, open door policy with my employees. And I think that that's important, being sort of like the alpha male, the father in the family, helps when you have, 18, 20 employees or how many of employees you have. Being human, relating to them, in ways that you can relate, to a loved one, I think it's important.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I certainly agree. Do you find that, have you found that you needed to find some kind of a replacement for the outlet that drugs, alcohol gave you?
So I have an addictive personality, right? So I collect things. So like I get myself involved and I collect just a little bit too much things. So yeah, unfortunately, most people replace one addiction for the other. I had two weight loss surgeries. I had the band and then I had the sleeve. And part of like the process to get the surgery is you have to go see a psych. And they want to make sure that you're not going to give up food for some sort of alcohol or drug, so you have to go through testing. But most people that have addiction issues, they'll compensate one for the other.
And that's a very, very natural thing.
Yeah.
Do you find that you can catch yourself going too hard or getting too focused, going in one direction too much?
I do. But the thing is this, you can find a positive addiction, so to speak, if there is one, right? Or at least something that has positive results. For me, it's I immerse myself in work, and I have a hobby. But I had to change everything in my life. I changed the places I go to, the people I hang out with, changed everything in my life to get my family back. That's all I wanted. I wanted my family back.
Change everything. That's crazy.
Again, change is hard, right? We're scared of change, but I had no choice. If I wanted my family back, I had to make that change. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That was non-negotiable. Non-negotiable.
Do you find that you're more focused today than you were prior? So you have a clearer idea. You know what matters.
You know what matters. And the answer to that question is yes, 1,000%. Yeah. I am very, you know, I don't, I used to get like upset, like scream and yell over things and get hot real fast. I don't, it takes a lot to get me hot, you know, not a big deal. It's the end of the world. What's the worst that could happen? That's the way I look at things. Been through that. Been worse. Been through worse. So going through what I went through, I think has given me strength in building the company, because I'm not afraid of anything. What are you going to do to me? You know, I've been through worse. You know, what can you do to me?
It's a, I mean, perspective, from my perspective, is one of the most important things, and having a sense of where we are in the world, but also just in our stage of life. I told you I'm 47 years old, you know, call it midway through life, hopefully. And the way I look at things is certainly different. And, but that's not easy. You know, do you work with your kids or younger people to kind of help them with that perspective? What are your thoughts on that?
So I've always had some sort of like pet project, like a little protege, someone that I would take under my wing and try to mentor, you know. And I guess it was like always, if I can fix this person, you know, maybe it'll get me to heaven. You know, it was always good for me. Like I always needed someone to help, you know. And I haven't had anybody now for like 6 months. I had a couple of people that worked for me. Unfortunately, he fell off the wagon and went back to rehab after doing like a 6 month stint in inpatient. But he was broken and I was trying to fix him. He was young, you know, young alcoholic. And I know exactly what he was going through. And I tried to help him. And unfortunately, I failed at that, you know. I've tried to help several people in the past also that with addiction, and that's failed. I just hired someone that just came home from doing a stint in jail for drugs. And that's like, you know, I'm going to maybe think about trying to, you know, teach him, you know, be a warm, loving person and show them a little bit of guidance. And believe it or not, that's a selfish thing in a way, because it's doing more for me than it's doing for them, you know. And I guess I am a little selfish sometimes when it comes to things like that.
Well, if there's a good kind of selfishness, I feel like that certainly is. And anytime you pour into somebody else, I mean, you're obviously benefiting them, or at least you're working to do that. And we recognize that there's just nothing that you can do if that person's not willing or interested or in a spot where they can make change.
And also, you can't think that you failed if it doesn't work out, you know. So, but the good thing is, not the good thing, but the thing is that if you don't help that person, you really don't have anything to lose, because they were already in a shitstorm. So they're, at least you tried.
At least you tried, for sure. You know, I've been thinking a lot about I'm a guy who likes to think about lots of stuff, Frank, as I'm sure that you are as well, and how human beings deal with uncertainty, and how we desire safety and we desire security, and the way that we go and try to get those needs met is interesting. And I think we make the mistake of trying to find it outside of ourselves, when the only real answer to finding security and safety is just to build ourselves up. At least that's my perspective.
I agree with you.
And that demands that we do take that hard look at ourselves when we have resentment or shame or embarrassment or I'm not where I want to be, but it doesn't do us any good to try and avoid or hide from the problems, because they're not going anywhere.
You can't sweep problems under the rug. They just, you know, I'm the type of person that I learned that the hard way is you take problems on head on, you clear the deck, move on to the next problem or the next situation. Procrastination is bad. You know, when I was on Wall Street, we had a saying, procrastination is the biggest thief of profits, right? Hesitation, you know, it's just not good. And if you become one of those people that all you do is put things to the side, I'll deal with it later, you never deal with it. And they're not going away, these issues. And then you know what's going to happen? You're going to have to deal with them all at once, all at the same time. And that's so hard. And I'm telling you from experience, it's happened to me. That's why I learned to be efficient. You know, I try to value my time. I don't have much time left in this world, right? We were talking about, you know, where I'm on the downside. I've reached the halfway point. I'm 50 years old. Closer to death than I am to birth. So I want to make the best of what time I have left. And just letting things go to the wayside is not using my time valuably. Time is one thing you can't replace. You know, it's the one variable that you definitely can't replace. Money can be replaced. You know, materialistic things can be replaced. Not family and not time. Those are the two things that you cannot replace.
Why everybody's always telling us to be present, Frank.
Live in the moment, right?
One of the most difficult things, to your point, that time is that valuable resource that we all have the same amount of it, but it passes through our fingers. So,
yeah. And once it passes, it's gone forever.
That's right.
You can't go back to 1 o'clock. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Frank, I've enjoyed our conversation today, sir. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Where can we get the copy of the new book coming out in January? Tell us everything.
Oh, website is www.avanza.nyc. You can contact us through there. There's all the contact information. And the book will be out in January. It's called The Hard Way Home.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Frank your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of The Hard Way Home in January. Go to Avanza, AVANZA.NYC, and learn more about what Frank and his company are working on. Thanks again, Frank.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.